Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join.
Let it happen the way it should. You show up. You take one step forward. You do that first thing. Now it's going to unlock a door. Now you're going to do the next step. Another door unlocked. Let it happen as it should. And I promise you, opportunities you didn't even know exist are going to come your way.
Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. We have such a good episode for you today. One of my friends and one of my mentors is here, the delightful Amy Porterfield. People don't know my whole story. I think some of you maybe have heard parts of my story, but what people don't realize is that before I ever started a podcast, I was a songwriter. And how I got into the online space is I took Amy Porterfield's class on how to teach a course. And I started a course for songwriters. And it was one of my songwriting students that suggested, maybe you should have a podcast. So not only was the course the seed of what actually brought me to you and brought me to this work, but that course completely, fundamentally changed my whole life. It allowed me to have a relationship with people in the online space. It allowed me to get my footing and create an online business. And Amy, in her kindness and in her integrity and in her smarts and in her wisdom, was able to help me see just very simply how I could step by step create what turned out to be the most extraordinary version of a life. So Amy is amazing. And some of you might know her from her own podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. But she's really the queen of helping people create an online business. She knows so much about everything to do with online courses and building an audience. And she does it in such a great way where I feel like we need women like this who are just phenomenal models of what it means to be kind, have integrity, and teach really solid stuff and help women to become the captain of their own ship. She's built an 8-figure business and she's taught hundreds of thousands of people how you can start, how you can create an online course, how you can get paid for things that you know, and how you can genuinely serve people. If you've heard any of the previous episodes we've had with her, then you would know a little bit about the fact that I took her class 7 years ago and how it completely changed my life. I'm so honored. I'm partnering with her. She's doing a boot camp called Course Confident. And when you sign up for her boot camp, you'll also get bonuses from me. You're going to get about $1,000 worth of bonuses from me just because I want to say hell yes to you for signing up for this boot camp. Her boot camp is only $47 and you'll get 5 different live days of training with her. And I'm telling you that you are going to take so many notes and feel like you have learned so much, but you're also just going to be so blown away at what it activates in you, at who you can become by being around someone who is the way she is and leads the business the way she does and who's created what she's created. I think you're going to absolutely love the experience. If you want to sign up, go to kathyheller.com/Amy and you can get all the bonuses and you can join Bootcamp. Today, you're going to hear a preview of some of the things that I think will really open your mind to new possibilities, how you could overcome self-doubt, how you could apply a few basic things that she's going to teach you today to your life, and how that really could be a game changer. All I can tell you is for me, I took her class and halfway through her class, I did a messy version of what she was teaching us to do. And in a night, I made $147,000. And then I did it again about 6 weeks later and made $441,000. And then by the end of 12 months, I had made over $1 million. And in the course of all of that, on the side of that, I started a podcast. So it's definitely worth seeing and listening to what it is that she has to say. If you're thinking, maybe I would dip my toe into what is there for me to explore about creating a course or what the online world has for me, I highly recommend that you take a listen to this because you're going to walk away seeing something that could possibly change your life. So let's get into it. Without further ado, please welcome the brilliant Amy Porterfield. Amy, I'm so happy to see your face. Thank you for coming back.
Oh my gosh. My friend, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I've said this to you before. It's just one of those things, like when I'm in the room with you, I just want to say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Like an elf when Will Ferrell's just saying, I love you. I love you.
Take it all in. I love you right back. You make me just feel so special. I do want to say that. Every time I'm around you online, we've never gotten to be around each other in real life. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I feel like I know you in real life because you make me feel special. And I know you do that with other people. So just wanted to put that out there.
I'm so happy that you receive it. Truly, that's such a beautiful gift for me. And I've told you this before, but oh my gosh, my daughter, her birthday is September 7th. So she's going to be 7. When I was pregnant with her, I stumbled upon you through a recommendation of someone. I had nothing going on online, no social media accounts, no email list. Like I didn't have a relationship to anything online. And I met you and I was like, oh my gosh, like this woman is kind. She's so smart. And so your integrity, honest, before I learned anything from you, I learned so much. It makes me like want to cry from your integrity. I was like,
huge compliment.
She's so generous. And that made me feel like I could be a part of the online space, that it wasn't all just like sleazy videos that come up on your YouTube with like a guy in front of a jet. He's like,
yes,
I'll make you a star, kid. You know, like you were just like, oh, I know her, like that kind of person. I would have been friends with her in fifth grade. And to watch you rushing in all these cool ways, I was like, oh, that's available now as a possibility. So thank you so much, because that completely changed my life in crazy ways. Like since that moment, I started a course, which I did in a messy way because I had this due date. I literally had a baby being born in September. I started your class in June. I did this messy launch of it end of July, made $147,000 in a night. And I was like, that's real crazy money. Like, that's amazing. And I had so much fun. And within a year, I made $1 million. And now we've made close to $46 million in online classes.
Oh my gosh. I did not know that part. That is wild. It's so wild that when we connected online, you weren't doing anything online. Because to look at you now, how many years ago was that?
So seven. She's turning seven. Yeah.
Okay. 7 years that go by like that.
Right.
You look at your baby girl, you probably think, yeah, it goes by in an evening. And to think that you've made over $40 million with your digital courses, that you just got started messy. I'm glad you used that word, messy. Because we're not doing this perfect. We're not, you know, crossing every T and dotting every I. We're just making it happen and we're going to get better and better over time. And that's essentially what both of us have done.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's honestly like awesome. I have awe around the whole thing. And the fact that what you just said, I love that you stopped and highlighted it, because the fact that the cost of admission could be being genuine, that you don't have to be perfect, that human beings are really looking for something that feels authentic, and that that could be enough. I mean, boy, did I lean into that. I was like 8 months pregnant doing my first quote unquote webinar without any slides, not knowing how I was doing it. But the humanity that I showed up with, it registered. And that's why I started by telling you it was your humanity. It made me love you. I was like, she's so kind. She's so present. So then the fact that you also knew like 16 things about what you were saying was just the bonus. So I feel like people need to hear that. Here's what I want people to know. What do you say to someone when they're like, Amy, I have nothing to teach? Like, you might have something to teach. Kathy might have had something to teach. I don't know that I could pull anything out of my life that anyone wants to learn from me.
Okay. So I'm going to approach this in two ways, the mindset way and the strategy way. So I'm going to give you both.
Okay.
First, let's talk mindset. When you say, I don't have anything to teach, there's nothing that I could put into a digital course. Deep down, what that really is saying is, what if I do it and it doesn't work? It's going to be embarrassing. I'm going to be a failure.
Yeah.
What if I spend all this money, time, energy? So I'm going to play it safe and just say, I don't really have anything that would work inside a digital course. It's a way to protect us. And believe me, I'm really good at that. So I see it a mile away. So we have to just kind of recognize first, where is that coming from? But also, and just be kind to ourselves to know like, yeah, I'm afraid. This is a big deal. I'm going to put myself out there in new ways. Of course, I'm fearful. The second thing, though, is to then look at strategy. Okay, if I'm fearful, is there something I could do to actually prove that I do have something to create and something to sell? And that's where strategy comes in. So when I teach my students how to come up with an idea, I do this thing called the sweet spot formula. And it's just like the first step into thinking about creating your digital course. And there's four quadrants. The first quadrant is, where have you gotten results for yourself or for somebody else? And I don't mean huge, massive results, just any kind of results that other people are like, how did you do that? I call it your 10% edge. You are just 10% ahead of those that you want to serve. You've gotten results, again, for yourself or for a customer, client, a friend. Now you're going to show the roadmap of how you did that in your course. So look at your personal life. Look at your business life. Think about when people ask you, how did you do that? Oftentimes, it's something so simple to you that is not simple to other people. I have helped thousands and thousands of people create courses, and it's as simple as how to meal prep, how to make caramel candy apples, and big things like how to repair your marriage that is falling apart, or how to learn how to get your body healthy after 20 years of not being healthy, whatever it might be. So it really runs the gamut from simple but important to really transformational. There's courses in all of that. So getting back to the quadrants, that's where you're going to start. Where have you gotten results? The second thing is to think, well, what kind of problem can you solve? When you think about the people you would love to work with, what are they struggling with? You want to align their challenges with what you can create to help them. The third quadrant is, well, if you think about an idea, you might want to create a course around, are people spending money in that area? Are there books about it? Do people do coaching or consulting around the topic? Are there podcasts about it? Are people actually putting it out into the world and people consuming it? So just think about that, because you might say, yeah, but Amy, a lot of people are teaching this. Great. That's the ultimate validator. That means people are making money with it. Don't stop because other people are doing it. No one is doing it quite like you. I came into this world of online business teaching Facebook marketing when everyone and their mother was a social media manager. 14 years ago, you woke up and you could say you're a social media manager. No one could tell you you weren't. And so I was doing it in a very saturated market, but I knew I just needed a sliver of the internet to pay attention in order for me to make enough money to sustain my business. So just think, there's over 7 billion people in this world. You need a tiny sliver.
Yeah.
And then finally, what brings you joy? The fourth quadrant is, what do you like to teach? What do you like to talk about? It doesn't need to be your end all be all mission. What do you enjoy? So that's what we're going to do. That's the strategy. I have a boot camp coming up and I get into that in way more detail with a lot of examples because I'm going to help you come up with your idea. But that's just a way to kind of get your mind around it.
I love it so much. And I'll just say from my own experience. So before I met you, the 8.5, 9 years prior, I was a songwriter. So I wrote songs for Grey's Anatomy and Pretty Little Liars. And I played shows at venues in Los Angeles. And
still blows my mind, for the record. Like, that is so cool.
It was cool. It was definitely like a fun thing to say. Be like, what do you do? And I'm like, this is what I do. But in order to be successful at that, I had to write about 50 great songs a year.
Whoa.
In order to license maybe 8 of those. And then I would license 8 of those songs and maybe I would be, you know, making $300,000, which was unbelievable as a songwriter, but I would then give money to my producer. I'd give money to my co-writer, but I thought I was like crushing it because I was like, wow, I'm still taking home like 150 grand doing something that I love. However, what's required is flying out to meet with Leo Burnett in Chicago, talking to ad agencies all the time, going to the studio. And there's a certain amount of bandwidth for being that creative on the spot all the time. And when I bumped into you, I heard you say that for everything that you've done, there's a line of people who want to know how you did that. Like, how did you make those croissants? How do you write a song? How do you pitch the song? How do you send the email to the person? And I was like, if this could be true, then instead of me flying to meet with ad agencies while I already had two other kids, and instead of me having this pressure to keep writing awesome songs, because they're not all awesome, maybe like every 9 of them are really good, I was like, wow, I could help other songwriters because LA is filled with those people. But then here was my next thing, which I'm going to ask you now. I was like, but I don't have an email list. I don't have a social media account. I don't have anything like that. So I was like, how would I do that? So I'm sure other people have that question.
Yeah.
So what's your answer to that?
So this one's a big one. One of the things that stops people in their tracks from creating their first digital course is I don't have an audience yet, whether it be social or email list or both. 90% of the students that come into my world, they don't have a big social following and probably a non-existent email list. So one of the things that I do as I teach people how to create their first course is at the same time that they're creating their course, I teach them how to grow an audience. But the thing that you need to hear from me now is not how do you grow an audience. It's that you don't need a huge audience to be successful with your first digital course. I'm going to tell story after story in my upcoming bootcamp of people with an email list of 500 people or less that have made over $10,000 or more. You do not need a huge email list or a huge social media following. Again, a sliver of the internet. If we do the math, I love to do course math. One of the things that I teach people how to do is how to price their course. Let's say you decided to create a course and it's $500. There's so many different price points you can choose, but let's say it's 500 bucks. And your goal was just to make $10,000. You just want to make $10,000 with your first digital course launch. That is only 20 people that will raise their hand and say, I want to learn from you. 20 people. If you had a list, an email list, if you started to grow it today and you grew a list of 300, 400, 500 people, 20 people saying yes is not hard. And so I just want to put it in perspective. We're not looking for hundreds of thousands of people on social or email. That is not necessary. Also, no matter what you do online, you have to have an audience. So why not make this that first opportunity to start doing that? Because you're going to need to grow an audience. I can't sugarcoat it and say, you don't need an audience. Right. You do. You just don't need a huge audience to see success.
Yeah. And I love that. And that was legit my experience, is that I was exactly where you're saying I was. And I didn't have this email list. I didn't have anything. But I sold a class that was $9.97 because at the time, having worked with you in your class, I was like, okay, that's the right price for this. This is what I'm going to give them for that. And 147 people bought it. So I made $147,000 and I was able to be home nursing my baby. And then people had so much success. This guy got a song in a Starbucks ad and he's calling me crying like an adult human man is crying, saying,
Kathy, I just wasn't that moment like so nourishing for your soul?
Beyond. I live for it. And around the time that I was in your class, and you might remember her name, but there have been so many people who've been successful from you. You know who inspired me? There was a woman who came on who you had taught, who had been a teacher, and she created a course in like, it was so specific. It was helping other second grade teachers with curriculum ideas.
Anna DiGilio. Yes.
I was like, okay, this is all I need to hear, because she's a second grade teacher. It wasn't like she had all this online stuff going on. And I was like, God, that's so niche and specific. Like mine was like, how many songwriters were looking to write a song for film and TV? Right. It was amazing how I was able to find those people. So do you want to talk about that teacher? Cause that blew me away.
Okay. Yeah. She is such a little superstar. She started out with exactly what you said. She was a teacher in a class. She didn't have a big audience. She didn't have a huge social media following, but there's this thing called teachers pay teachers where you could like sell your curriculum for $27 and other teachers can buy it. And so she kind of started dabbling with that. And she realized, wait a second, there's something here, but I want to go out in a much bigger way. And I know eventually she wanted to stop teaching and actually do a business online. So ultimately, I think that was her goal, but that's not where she started. She didn't have big dreams like that in the beginning. But she created a course, like you said, where she's just helping second grade teachers in a math training. So
So it's a specific type of math, and it's only for second grade teachers. Now, imagine how niche that is. And some people are like, whoa, why would you get that specific? Well, when it's a noisy world online, you slice through the noise when people know, oh, Anna teaches second grade teachers how to do this math thing, that she's for me. She's my girl. And so she was able to find her audience quickly because of that. Same with what you did. There's not tons and tons of people in this world that are creating music the way that you teach them how to do it, but they were able to find you because you put a stake in the ground. So when I teach my students how to create courses, I do encourage them to get a little bit niche like that so that they can slice through all the noise online. She's gone on to build a multi-million dollar business. She's no longer teaching in the classroom. I recently saw a social media video. She's in a warehouse because now she has these physical products that she sells with her courses. Like, she blows my mind. I think her husband retired as a firefighter. Like, her life has dramatically changed.
Yeah, it's amazing. At the time when I heard her speaking, she was already making like multiple six figures and she was so down to earth, just like you were. And I was like, so cool. I see myself in these women. Like, we're just very much these like kind people who decided to raise our hand and just use the tools of the internet to create community. And I wanted you to speak to that because one of my favorite things that happened, and what most people don't know, is it was because of that class. One of my students, Amy Loftus, said to me during one of the classes, she's like, you should have a podcast. And I was like, you know, I never considered that. She's like, because everything you do in this class, it's so inspiring that some of this content should just be a podcast. And I wouldn't have started my podcast if it wasn't for that. And then that opened up so many opportunities. And so I think what happens is we overestimate how much we need to know right now. And then we underestimate what we're capable of doing. And it's like, no, like God's going to give you the next half step when you get there, when you need it. But in this moment, could you help people who listen to you and I, or listen to that story about Anna, and it sounds so many steps down the road that then they say to themselves, there's no way. I don't even know the first thing about it. Can you help people understand how they can show up where they're at and that this next little half step could actually be so worthwhile beyond what they think they're capable of?
Yes. Okay. This reminds me of a video I recently recorded, and I was talking about desperate energy. And we've all had it. I used to have it before I met my husband. I would date these guys. I was a lot younger, in my 20s. And I'd be like, are they going to call me? Are they going to call me? Maybe I should text them. Maybe I should go to that store. I think they're going to be there. And then I'll just happen to be there. Like, I just like, do they like me? Do they like me? And so all this desperate energy never led to a healthy relationship, but I had a lot of it. And so sometimes I see people starting their businesses and there's a lot of desperate energy around, this has to work. The opportunity needs to come now. I need to be asked to speak on stage, asked to get on that podcast. My course needs to be created like that. And you have all these expectations. But what I've seen work really well is if you just take a breath and you remind yourself that everything is happening for you. And when it is your time, it will come to you. And if you subscribe to that way of thinking, what a digital course can do for you is it will absolutely open so many doors you never even saw were even an option for you. Like the podcast, that wouldn't have happened 100%. If you didn't say yes to your first digital course and brought in these new people in your community. And so my point here is let it happen the way it should. You show up, you take one step forward, you do that first thing, you get into my bootcamp and you let me help you come up with your first digital course idea. Now it's going to unlock a door. Now you're going to do the next step, another door unlocked. Let it happen as it should. And I promise you, opportunities you didn't even know exist are going to come your way. Just be careful with the desperate energy that we've all had because it doesn't serve you and it makes you feel as though you need to have that success today. It will come when you're ready.
It's so, so good. I think we all need that reminder daily because I think that there's a way that we make it a defeating situation by saying to ourselves like, okay, like there's no way I'm going to lose 20 pounds by the end of the month. So why should I even go to the gym? It's like, just take a step. You're going to feel so good that then you'll probably eat cleaner today. You'll make good choices for yourself. It's like that one little step is actually so big. And you don't have to constantly compare yourself to where other people are, which I think is one of the dangers of like being on social media is they compare themselves to other people. And truly, I think what's so cool is that at the end of the day, when you hit your head on the pillow, for your real true self-esteem, I think it's not about where other people are at on the yardstick. It's where did you get out of your own comfort zone? What's one little thing that you feel you did to grow? And then that is what you take with you to bed every night. So that's almost why for me, I mean, because people will say, and I'm sure they say it to you, I don't have time, right? That's a big thing, especially for women, especially when you're juggling being a mom and all of that stuff, which could be part of it. I didn't have time. I was pregnant. I already had a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, but it was like, okay, what if I didn't do this perfectly, but I did it? Could I grow from it? Could it give me more of a sense of my own leadership and what I would be proud of looking at myself in the mirror every day in just terms of like what I allowed myself to learn and grow into? So when you're talking about this boot camp, and I'm so excited about it, and I want my audience to know, for anyone who signs up for it, I'm going to give you guys extra bonuses because this is so full circle to me. I want every single person who listens to my podcast to do this boot camp because I assure you, you'll walk away and feel like you can't believe how many notes you have of what you've learned. But the modeling of who Amy is, who you are, it's so incredible just through osmosis how women will feel how much more capacity they have to shine, to create empires on their own terms, which I want everyone to just be around you for that small amount of time. So we will talk about it. But when someone says to you, I don't think I have time, I'd love to do the bootcamp, but what would be the point? Because even if I learn something from the bootcamp, I don't have time to create a course. I don't have time to do this. I know for myself that I was able to take a small amount of time, but focus on working smart as opposed to working hard.
Yeah.
And that working smart created such dividends that I still can't really believe it. But what do you say to people when they're like, I don't have time, so why would I take this on now?
Okay. So I think one thing that I love that you did is you absolutely didn't have time. I think that you could have raised your hand and said, Amy, I don't have time. And I'd say, you're right, Kathy, you shouldn't do this. You're right. You have a baby coming and you have two already. But I think with you, and tell me if I'm wrong, you wanted something different. Like you were clear on your why. Yeah. You wanted to do something different. You knew making these 50 songs a year and doing all the traveling and paying everybody, that wasn't necessarily your end all be all.
You wasn't sustainable.
Wasn't sustainable. And so when those who are listening and you think, Amy, I don't have time, that's not the question. The question is, what do you want? Where do you want to go? What do you see for your future? What do you not want anymore? Let's get clear on your why. And I promise you, when you're clear on your why, you make the time. You're right. You do not have the time right now, but you find it. You make it. Because there's a reason why you're doing it. You're going to sacrifice maybe a few early mornings or late nights or weekends for a season just to get it done because you want something better for yourself, something more sustainable. So it's not a question of, do I have the time? It's a question of, what is my why? And is that going to drive me to find the time? And that's where my students who have the most success, they're clear on what they want and what they don't want anymore.
Yeah. And I just want to say, like, the gig is up or the jig is up, however they say it, because the data shows that we're all on our phones like 6 freaking hours a day.
So true.
What I did is, and everybody in my life knows this, and I saw a meme that was like, are phones even used for phone calls anymore? Because I don't use it for that. Like everybody who knows me, including my sister, knows like I don't talk on the phone because I'm not usually near my phone. Now, that was a huge thing that I had to make a game changer in my life because I was like, either I'm going to wind up scrolling or I'm going to spend that time very decidedly, very deliberately, 90 minutes a day working on a business. So I called it, a friend of mine said it was like a nap time empire. And I was like, that's what I've got, but I will use that focus and I will use that time. I think just to make it full circle as we're sort of signing off, you said right away on this call that it's the courage, right? It's the confidence. And what I think after talking to thousands and thousands of women a year, the biggest thing that if we're really being honest, it's not really about the time, it's the imposter syndrome. And I want you to address it because I think when you're creating a boot camp that's about course confidence, right away, it's like, she wants me to teach a course. That means I have to be an expert. That means I have to be as smart as the smartest person who's ever taught anyone anything. That right there is a deal breaker. I remember thinking, gosh, why isn't Ingrid Michaelson teaching a class on songs that licensed to film and TV? She's had 15 times as many songs in Greatest Anatomy as I have. Why isn't so? I was like, well, you know what? They're not teaching it. Like, they might know more about it, but they're not teaching it. Or I would look around and say, there's six other people now doing this podcast on what I was doing, right? Soulful entrepreneurship. But I was like, but they're not me. Like, yeah. So I have my own answer to that question, but that must be something that you see constantly. Okay. People come to you for a business question and you're like, I think this is a courage question. When people feel like they've no business teaching a course because they're not an expert, what do they need to know that actually is needed besides being the greatest expert in the world on the topic?
Right. Okay. Two things. I take you back to what I said earlier. You do not need to be the expert of all experts. You just need a 10% edge, which means you're 10% ahead of those you serve. You're not light years ahead, just 10% ahead so you can show them the way. So we're going to take out, I need more time, Amy. I need more education. I need more experience. All lies. And it comes back to what you said, imposter syndrome. I recently heard Mel Robbins talk about imposter syndrome with her daughter who wants to be a singer.
She's incredible. Her daughter's incredible, right?
She's already great. But she actually said on a podcast interview to her mom, I feel like an imposter. And what Mel said was so beautiful. I've never heard it say. It's so simple. She said, you're not an imposter. You're just a beginner. You're just a beginner. So when it comes to course creation, teaching what you know in a course, you're not an imposter. You're just a beginner. You're learning how to do it. Let me be your guide, because the one thing that has allowed me to propel in my business is anything that's worth doing, I find someone who's gone before me that's willing to show me how they did it. So I don't waste my time hunting and pecking all over the web, hoping and crossing my fingers this might work. Find your guide, whether it be me or somebody else. Let them guide you so that you go from beginner to being really good at it very quickly. Find someone who will teach you how they've done it. And that's what I'm offering in my boot camp.
And that's what I got from you. And as your ex-boss, Tony Robbins, used to say, like, success leaves clues. And it's so true. Like, that's your edge. Find someone who's done this thing and just soak them up like a sponge. And I remember, and I told you this before, but I want my audience to hear it. I remember like asking you a question on a live that you had, and your team sent me the answer to that because like my Wi-Fi went down and I wasn't there to like hear it for some reason. I was like, she's so extra. The fact that they would make sure that I heard the answer to that question. I was like, who does that? Who takes the time to do that? I remember you saying when you were a beginner that there's actually something so good about it. You were like, I can actually write back to all the people. I can actually use that as saying, who's more invested, a beginner or somebody who's like many, many, you know, eons down the street?
So amen. It
gave me the sense of like, oh, this is actually an advantage for me to let people know, like, I'm here to collaborate. Like, I'm all in. So just tell people really quickly as we sign off, what can they expect from this boot camp? What can they expect to walk away with if they sign up for this boot camp?
Okay. So if you're even a little course curious, like, could this work for me? What would this look like? This is a bootcamp for you. It's the cheapest experience I offer all year. It's just $47. And you're going to get Kathy bonuses. So that's kind of a huge bonus extra. But what I'm going to teach you is how to kickstart your digital course. From coming up with your course idea, we'll go through that whole exercise in more detail with a lot of examples, to choosing the type of course to create. There's three types of courses, depending on how much effort and time you want to put into it. I'll teach you the three types of courses. You're going to choose one. From there, we're going to decide on what we're going to charge for your course so you can see what's possible throughout the year with a digital course that's making you money. I'm going to teach you how to use AI to fast track all of this. Right. And then I'm going to teach you how to start growing your audience so that when you're ready to launch your course, you have people that will buy. So we're covering all the foundational pieces of how to get started with a digital course.
I love it so much. I remember Daniel Pink, he's been here a couple of times, and he said, if you know how to do something that could better somebody's day, whether it makes them happier, saves them time, saves them anything, he goes, you have a moral obligation. And I think that what's so cool is that we live in a time where there's such an empathy deficit. There's so much loneliness in the world. And for me, that course created so much fulfillment in my life because instead of just going in my own little silo and writing songs, I created a community. And then that community led to a podcast. And then that podcast led to thousands of women a year who meet each other, who are looking for the same things, who sort of find each other on a certain frequency that their values are aligned. There's so much to me about courses that is, it's really like medicine for this moment in time. Like people want to learn from you, but more than that, more than buying a thing, people want to buy an experience right now, and hopefully an experience that gives you expanded knowing or expanded awareness around something. There's nothing you can really put a price on more than that offering. And so I'm so grateful that you are who you are. You're such a great person. That's the best part of the whole thing. And then of all the things for you to teach, to lead us to stuff that allows us to give over something that could make somebody's day better and then create community around what we're all wanting to learn and grow around. Who shouldn't be like looking into seeing how they could get their hands into that?
Let's go. I'm so thrilled to do this. I can't even wait to kick things off. I'm so excited. And I really appreciate you telling your community about it because I know there's going to be some special people coming into the boot camp.
Such special people. These women are so your people, just like salt of the earth, like great, great human. So you guys, if you want to join this, you're going to go to kathyheller.com/Amy. We're going to give you a bunch of bonuses that are equal to like $1,000 of like really good stuff that's going to help you. And I'm going to be along for the ride with you. Just so freaking excited for you because like I said, it's so full circle to me. Amy, I believe that this kicks off September 13th. Is that correct?
Yes. So you could sign up now. Again, it's easy entry, $47, and you will walk away with so much more value than that. And we're also going to put a really big focus on accountability. If you're lonely and you want someone to keep you accountable and to go through this with you, we have that option. So look for the accountability opportunities as well.
I was just going to say that what would be really fun for my audience, because you guys all have like a bestie or a mom who you love to do lunch with, have that person take the class with you also, because you're going to be literally like, you're going to be buzzing. You're going to want someone to be like, did you hear what she said? Oh my God. And I love, by the way, for those of you who don't already know this, the way Amy sets up her boot camp is there's different sessions at different times and there's time for you to implement. So you don't have to be live with her every single day in a row for 5 days. It's sort of structured where you're going to love this calendar and love the way that she set it up right from the beginning. So you're so sweet and generous because you have so much going on right now. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to be here. And you look gorgeous. And you're just so present and I can't believe it. So I want you to go back to your day and your cute little puppy and all the things. And I'm so excited for people to do this.
Thank you so much, my friend. I was thrilled when you invited me here. I cannot wait to get started with the bootcamp. And thank you for being on this ride with me. I love you dearly. And I can't wait to meet your community.
Thank you.
Me too. Bye.
Bye. That was so much fun. I love her. It's such a gift to talk with her. All right, here are the takeaways. Number one, do it messy. We're not doing this perfectly. We're just making it happen and we're going to get better and better over time. Number two, you don't need to be the expert of all experts. You don't have to be light years ahead. You just need that 10% edge. You just need to be 10% ahead of those you serve so you can show them the way. Number three, when you get a little bit niche, you can slice through the noise. Number four, you don't need a huge email list or a huge social media following. You just need a sliver of the internet to start seeing the success for you. Number five, it's not a question of do I have the time? It's a question of what is my why? And is that going to drive me to find the time? And ask yourself, what do you want? And where do you want to go? And where do you see your future? And what do you not want anymore? Get clear on your why, because when you're clear on your why, you make the time. Number six, take a breath and remind yourself that everything is happening for you. And when it is your time, it's going to come to you. Drop the desperate energy. Let it happen the way it should. You show up, you take one step forward, you do that first thing, and it's going to unlock a huge door. Opportunities that you didn't even know exist are going to come your way. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening, especially to this episode. I know how busy it is. It's back to school. There's lots going on, but this truly is how I started. I started by listening to Amy and the light started to turn on. Next thing I know, I've made over $40 million in this online space, teaching courses of all different kinds, from teaching people how to be songwriters, from teaching people a little bit about how to take an idea and turn it into income, from helping people start podcasts. It's just amazing. And I'm just blown away at how my life has changed and the opportunities that have come. So I would love you to get a taste of this. Go to kathyheller.com/Amy. kathyheller.com/Amy. You will be a part of her bootcamp. You are going to learn so much. You're going to take pages of notes. You're going to start becoming so into this. You're going to be telling all your friends all the things that you've learned. And by signing up for the bootcamp, you're going to get a bunch of bonuses from me as well. And I'm so excited for you guys to dive into all that good content, because I know you're going to find that really, really helpful. I can't wait to see you guys in there. I'm so excited to be partnering with her. So go to kathyheller.com/Amy and grab your seat. I'll leave you with a song of mine and have an amazing weekend.
Maybe I lost some battles and my cage got rattled, but not before. But I'll win this war. Hey, I came back fighting and now I know that
this is the moment.